Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what up, what up?
What's good?
Not much, Hollywood, nothing much. Sorry for the delay. On the move as usual. Trying to get back to the ranch. But what up?
Okay.
What up, everybody? What up? What's up? How you want at Blog Talk Radio Land, Podcast Land? It is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. What's good? What's shaking? How you doing, Red?
I'm good. Chilling. Yep.
Well, that's what's up. How was your week?
It was good. Pretty good. Very, you know, everything was looking smoothly somewhat.
You breaking up, man. I don't know. What's up with you and your phone lately, man? Maybe your phone is not feeling anymore. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah,
I don't hear the breakup, but I'm here.
Oh, okay. That's all good. Yeah, man. I'm still trying to get over this little chest cold. I don't know what it is, man, but it seems like chest colds and shit, as you get older, they stick around longer. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, I don't really know what's going on with that. But in any event, once again, what up, everybody? This is Big Red and Brother B. We are here with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Our guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Now, just want to kind of ask you guys to bear with me. Like I said, I'm in transit right now. I'm on my way home. But, Red, did you happen to read the story that I sent you?
The story that you sent me?
Yeah.
I think I might have probably skimmed through it. Let me see. Hold on.
Skimmed through it? Oh, my gosh. You're supposed to have it down pat, man. What happened?
Man, listen.
Yeah, man, listen.
I'm sorry, but
you ain't do your homework. You ain't do your homework.
I sure didn't. I looked at it. I actually read some of it from somebody else's page, too. So that's why I said I skimmed through a little bit. But I didn't read it fully. But
okay.
When you sent it to me, it kind of, like, it resonates, you know, with the same thing that's going on with the celebrity, you know, basically doing the same thing.
Yeah. So, all right, we all know, no one should, you know, we all know by now the situation with this cat from Empire, Jesse Smollett.
Smollett.
How do you pronounce it? Yeah, Smollett, who lied about him being attacked by two Caucasian men and a noose being put around his neck. And, you know, also added that they were saying some, you know, disgraceful things about the LGBT community, as well as, you know, some racial slurs. Now, you know, I'm just as disgusted as excuse me, anyone else. But at the same time, I'm gonna be honest with you. I really don't give a damn. I really don't. Don't give a damn. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't really watch that show too much. You know, he sounds like a little whiny-ass child talking about he did this because he was, you know, he felt like he wasn't getting paid enough. Isn't that why he you know, he went out on a limb and did all of this because he felt he wasn't getting paid enough?
I'm hearing a whole bunch of, like, I'm hearing it's, you know what I can say about the whole thing, and just like you said, it's to the point, it's not that I'm going to say, I really don't care. Like, I'm sick of hearing things that just don't make no sense to me, and it's like, I'm hearing, it's, don't you hear one thing, it's like it's too many stories going around. I'm sorry to tell you this, but I did
break
something
up.
Else. Well,
yeah, you sounding pixelated.
I don't know why I sound like that.
Okay, now you sound good. You don't sound like a robot now.
No, I sound better now? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. But I actually did read something that said that Nat is saying that he paid the guys ahead of time before the attack, but it wasn't for that. It was for fitness training for a new video that he had coming out or whatever. So it's like it's too many stories going around. And then, like I said, of course, social media makes a mockery out of everything. Let me just say this, and I'm going to say this, try to say this in the nicest way possible, hopefully I can. I'm going to say this. Black History Month has been canceled.
Really?
I'm serious. Like, I got to say, because it's like we have taken, we took an L for Black History Month. Like, you're supposed to be proud and things are supposed to be right, and you're supposed to be, you know, digging up, you know, like people that's doing right and doing things. It's like everything has been negative, especially with people that we're supposed to basically look up to or have some faith in or whatever. Like, I'm not saying that Jesse Smollett is somebody that, but you know, you have some people that do look up to him because just once again, it's like you said, you know, with him being, you know, with the LG, I always say it wrong, but with the, you know, the gay community, you know, a lot of people may look up to him and be like, well, you know, listen, if he's out there and he bringing stuff out and he's out there, he's an actor, whatever, I want to be like him. But now look what he, you know, it's like now it's to the point where once again, with him, between him, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, anything now. It's not even about just color either at this point. Now people are not going to be taken seriously when it comes to a crime.
You think so?
Yes. No, I don't think anybody's going to be taken seriously.
Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me, everyone.
I'm sorry, but even with the story that you had sent me, and basically it's probably, I'm sure it's the same situation, nobody's going to be taken serious. Like, nobody, whether they're black, white, or whatever, nobody's going to be taken seriously, like, in terms of, like, the, you know, with the rape, with allegations of rape and stuff like that. Women already have a stigma, or it's already, like, When a woman gets sexually assaulted, they already grilling them. Oh, well, what was you wearing? What was you doing? Did you look at them this way? Did you do this? Did you do that? Now, with what's going on with, you know, everybody now, it's like it's going to be worse now because it's like it's really going to be, oh, well, what was you wearing? Oh, you went to a party? You knew those drugs was there. Nobody's going to be taken seriously, especially, and unfortunately, like I said, especially people of color. When it comes to us, it's like once again, we get thrown to the back burner when it comes to
something
and made a mockery of.
Okay, well, just to clarify, because we all know about the Jesse Smollett thing, but now check this out. So there was this Caucasian girl, teen, who said that she was raped by three black men. Mm-hmm. And she's not being given any jail time. Now, this happened in the state of Texas. Mm-hmm. Now, we know the laws differ from state to state, you know. But my thing is this. How is it that he had to go to jail, turn himself in, all this other stuff, but then look at this. She lied about three black men raping her. And right. She's not getting charged? I mean, she even...
Yeah, exactly.
She wound up cutting herself, cutting her clothing from what the story says, and she's not being charged? Come on now. Why not?
Exactly. And
there's a double standard.
Right. It's, because, it's being divided. Exactly. It's always a double standard with something, especially now.
I don't know why. All right, listen, this is what bothers me. I'm just going to come straight down the pipeline and say this is what bothers me. All right. You know, the Negroes always go for the big stories.
Mm-hmm.
Like most Negroes, they hear the big stories, the Bill Cosby, the R. Kelly. But, you know, they talk very rarely about the Harvey Weinsteins or like the father from Seventh Heaven, whatever the hell his name is. He played
right.
Whatever he did in that show. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really don't talk about stuff like that, but you want to beat on Bill Cosby and you want to beat on R. Kelly. Now, mind you, yeah, I feel R. Kelly's a sick individual. No doubt. Call him sick was still probably supporting his music all these years. We been knew he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, it's still the same, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing going on. All of a sudden, now you want to jump on him? You want to jump on him about what? About the stuff that he's been doing?
All
but
right.
You're not jumping on anybody else. And that's the thing that I find very interesting. You're not jumping on anybody else, but you're so quick to jump on, you know, like I've seen all the memes about, you know, Jussie Smollett, and it's crazy. I mean, some of it is funny, but at the same time, it's crazy. All the memes that they had about Bill Cosby, all the memes that they had about R. Kelly. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see no memes for the president and his sexual exploit. What about the owner of the Patriots? He just got arrested for prostitution. Meanwhile, this dude was donating all types of money to women's funds and stuff like that, but yet he out there hiring prostitutes. I don't
well,
see
I
any memes on Harvey
Weinstein.
Huh?
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah, no, the guy that you just mentioned, I've seen a couple of memes, and I think only because of the fact that this is happening all at one time, I think that's the only reason why they might have put a meme like. But yeah, that's what I mean. It's just like it's being made a mockery. We're being made a mockery of, and that's why it's not going to be taken seriously because we're being made a mockery, and our own people are doing it. Now I'm not saying that it may not be some Caucasians that's doing the memes either, but I'm just saying. It's our own people doing it because once somebody share one, everybody gets it. Once you see one, everybody's going to share it.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then it's just going to, you know, it's just going to take over from there.
But see, you're still breaking up. But see, my whole thing is this. Why do we allow the bullshit? Why do we allow it?
Because it's entertainment. I'm honestly telling you that because it's entertainment.
Yeah, I don't see what type.
It's like you know what? My life is miserable. My life is miserable. Oh, I got, you know, things going on in my life and this and that. But you know what? This person is much, you know, way, you know, I guess is much worse. You know what? Let me laugh at them. Let me laugh at how horrible their life is or can be or going to get or whatever. People just jump on the bandwagon.
I don't know. It's I mean, I have to agree with you on that because it seems like it's always better to knock somebody down that you know, is not doing better than you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can feel a certain way about yourself.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't really make any sense. because you're getting that moment of laughter, but your life's still screwed up. So what is it? So what does it really mean?
Right. It's just like I said. My only concern is with this whole everything is going on. Like I said, people are not. Crime happens. It's not going to be taken seriously. Now it's going to be a lot of allegations going around. It's going to be, like I said, the story gets switched around, which is bad enough that already happened. But now it's going to be worse. The story is going to get switched around all over the place because, as I told you, now they're saying that, that he was paying fitness training and not even payment for the attack. And like I said, what kind of, how would you want to stage an attack on yourself like that?
Yeah, nobody in the grand scheme of things, nobody really knows or nobody can really call it. I mean, no one knows what was on his mind at the time, the reasoning for it, the purpose. I mean, I don't know. I can't call it, and I'm really not trying to. But like I said, in the grand scheme of things, our people are the first ones, and I'm not trying to throw this into a color thing, because the thing is just the fact that there's no real outrage when other things of similar, just like with, like I said, the teen in Texas, white girl says three black men raped her, and nothing.
And I've seen that. Post, I've seen a couple of people post it, but you're right. Just like you said, nobody really gave any attention. Nobody even, really said anything. Like you said, there's no means. There's nothing about that. And then on top of that, like you said, she's not being charged. She falsely accused three men of doing something to her.
Now, see, all right. North Texas teenager who falsely claimed she was kidnapped and raped by three black men last March. So this is sometimes that happened last year.
And she just walking,
year. Yeah, no prison
That's
time.
It. No prison time. And she's just, walking free and doing what she wanted to do.
Now, and I'm like, I'm like, what's up with that? But once again, and this happened before the Smollett situation. Now all of a sudden, this comes up, and everybody's poking fun at it, making some type of joke, and people are saying this or saying that. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Like I said, I never really watched the show anyway. Wasn't a fan of it. To each his own. But, I mean, come on. Once again, see, like, these little subtle jabs that are made, like with the situation with Gucci, or whoever it was, Gucci or Fendi, whatever these designers, where they did
Gucci.
The whole blackface. Yeah, with the blackface. I don't know what made them think that was okay. And at the same time, wasn't there a picture of, like, Beyonce wearing the outfit with the blackface on it?
Now I'm going to tell you this. Now, guess what?
You still breaking up?
I've seen that picture, too.
Okay.
And, of course, somebody... Oh, y'all tried it, and they said that wasn't considered a blackface. It was some other type of picture or painting, and they was like, "Oh, you tried it. That's not it."
All right, you're breaking up really bad.
Listen, I don't know. I'm sitting in the same spot. I ain't moved. I ain't nothing. So
I don't know. Maybe the aliens are coming for you. Maybe the aliens are coming for you.
Listen,
and they're watching you while you're sitting down. Maybe
he's gonna come for me. You can hear me now, Reto?
Yeah, for now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sitting to one side. I got the phone here. I'm trying. Okay.
So every so often that Buck Rogers thing is happening. Anyway, so go ahead. The Buck Rogers thing.
They were saying that. Everybody's like, oh, you tried it. No, that's not what it is. They were saying it was some type of other painting, but it wasn't a blackface thing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to tell you, like I said, just like you said, it seems like when something happens to one of these celebrities, it's like that's the news of the week. It's like that, and then next week we'll be going on to something else. And then that's when everything else, just like you said, like other things come into play. Like, you know, like somebody will put up a similar story. To me, it's like they're trying to make a divide, or social media makes that divide. Now, I'm not saying this lady in Texas, she was, you know, that was something that was vital. It was good. Once again, why does it have to be a comparison or a divide or, okay, well, that woman didn't get charged, but they charged in the black gay guys. You know, it's like, you know, both of them were wrong. Like, unfortunately, once again, yeah, she didn't get charged, but guess what? Do we know, once again, I'm just going to play devil's advocate, do we know the full story of why she didn't get charged? But everybody's going to assume, oh, because she's white. It may not necessarily be that. Maybe. I'm saying maybe. I don't know. I think it is.
Well, listen. All right. My thing is this. I don't know the circumstances. Did I continue reading the story? Not really, because it's at a point where it's like I really don't care now. Because she went as far as cutting herself and cutting her clothes. Like, she went that far. And it was all a lie. There's nothing that you can really say to actually redeem. Like, there's nothing you can say. You know, there's nothing really more that needs to be said.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you're full of shit. And the whole thing is, once again, the double standard. Now, people may want to try to say, well, you know, R. Kelly was out all this time and nothing ain't ever happened to him and this, that, and the third. Because R. Kelly was making them money. R. Kelly just recently got dropped off of his label. And like I said, he was making them money. Them around for as long as they could until it was like, all right, Kells, we gotta let you go. But best believe, you know what I'm saying, they still found some way to make sure they can still keep getting money off him.
Yeah, of course.
Now, mind you, I heard he turned himself in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he posted bond or not. I don't watch the news like that. And personally, I just don't care. Like, I don't care. I try to care about certain things, but this right here, I just don't. I just don't, man. The whole situation with R. Kelly and the thing with Bill Cosby and everything else. Like, once again, black people just want to kind of take a back seat to certain things that are convenient, and then they want to step up when certain things are convenient. And I don't really like that. I don't. And I don't know, and I really for the life of me don't understand why we do it and think it's okay. But then we want to yell something else at the other people, but we don't yell anything else at, you know, we don't say anything else at other people, but yet when it comes down to us, burn them, bag them. You know, to hell with them. Throw them in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
This double standard. Exactly. Like, it's like we help the double standard stick. We help the stereotypes stick. And I'm like, you know, I have to say it, but, you know, the people with the MAGA hats right now, like those type folks, Trump people, they're winning. They're winning.
Yeah.
They went in big time because nobody's really saying anything. Like, whatever goes on with Trump and whatever he does and however he does it, it gets swept under the rug. You talk about it. It's like it gets to a point where you just don't even want to talk about him anymore. Why? Because you just started talking about him. And you know he's always going to do something that's going to wind up pissing some people off.
Mm-hmm.
But his fan base is still staying loyal. So it is what it is. But yet, here we go, quick to jump down this dude's throat. And like I said, I'm not defending him. What he did was stupid and asinine. But yet, what about the other people that are not like us that do the same thing and we don't say anything? You don't think those? You don't think everybody else is watching, and they sit back and see? Yeah, you know that we are our own worst enemy. It's been said time and time again. Yeah, it's been said time and time again, but we prove it every day. Like I said, that double standard thing right there, we support it more than anybody else does because we create a double standard against ourselves. Yep. Makes no sense. Makes no damn
It don't. It's, you know, like I said, it's just it's sickening. It's just like, you know, and like I said, social media, you know, just doing that because, you know, once one thing gets out, then it's like it's all over. Then everybody jumps on it for a week and a half, and then, you know, then it's something else. Just like, you know, like I say with the, you know, with Gucci, I don't use none of that stuff. I don't care nothing about all of that stuff. But oh, last week everybody's Gucci. Now it's the Jussie guy and R. Kelly, and then, you know, not next week. What is it going to be next week?
Well, all right, let me ask you something. So do you think it seems like something happened just to kind of throw the heat off, like to get everybody jumped on something else? Like, it was Gucci. Now, all of a sudden, now everybody's shifting the attention to this dude.
Yeah, that's how it always is. That's the sad thing. That's the thing about the society that we live in now. This is what it is. It's this story. It's this man. It's that. Okay, my attention is only for a minute, and then we on something else.
Well, people's attention span has become shorter and shorter because we're just becoming a lazy and more lazier society, or should I say, at least in this country, it's becoming more and more lazy every day. It's just ridiculous. The things that we want to do but we don't do because, you know, we're just always looking for the conveniences of life. You know, it's like, oh, you know, I just need everything to be convenient. I don't want to do no work. Like, more and more people just don't want to work. More and more people just don't want to do things, and they don't want to inconvenience themselves. They don't want to feel inconvenient. So it's easier, I guess, to shit on somebody than to uplift them. I guess it's easier to, you know, be nasty than be nice, I guess.
Yeah, negativity. Negativity, don't you know, yeah. Negativity thrives?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm starting to notice that negativity is just a serious thing, serious problem, but there's nothing that we can really do about it right now. I mean, I guess it is what it is.
Negativity,
you know,
drives.
Yeah.
Negativity is what everybody, you know, it's, if it's something negative, I'd rather, you know, you rather see something negative than see something positive than that. That's what happened for a number of years now.
And you know what? I really haven't heard too much from the LGBT community when it comes down to situation. I haven't really heard too much. Have you heard anything?
No. Really
interesting. I find that interesting.
Yeah,
I find
they,
it very,
they're probably embarrassed. What I find interesting.
Now you heard what you just said. They're probably embarrassed and they don't want to say anything. So they're not. But yeah, okay. I hate to say it. Leave it to the Negroes. To just go out there and with the memes and, you know, start wanting to throw. Because, you know, I was listening to a couple of radio stations, and you know how some of these DJs on the radio, or, you know, these hosts of these shows, they talk about certain topics and they have people calling and stuff like that. And they're talking about, you know, the situation. And I mean, a lot of people felt that he shouldn't go to jail because, once again, there's the double standard. But then there's a few.
They say he shouldn't go to jail?
No, they shouldn't. don't feel he should go to jail. Listen, I think he should get slapped with some type of fine or something, but I don't think he should be charged. I don't think he should be charged. Charged for what?
Right. I don't think so either.
Listen, he's not doing anything different that other people do on a day-to-day basis. The situation with him was he's in the spotlight, and he was just real extra with it, and he got caught out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. He was just real extra with it, and he got caught out there.
Yeah, I think that's sums it up, and now he got to try to clean up that image because he's not going to live that down. But once again, because it's something negative, he won't have to live it down. Because once again, with these celebrities and everything, like I said, even we're going not to go back to R. Kelly, it's like his record sales are going to go like, I just was looking on my, my Facebook right quick, and, you know, somebody had a post where they posted something about, have you burned all your R. Kelly CDs, and did you stop listening to the music, and I'm like, you know what, I don't know about all of that. Like, people are not going to stop doing it. People are still going to listen to it. It's going to be a money. He's still going to make money somehow.
Well, being
so now, even with this young man, remember, he's also a singer, too. He's a singer and an actor. Now, okay, they could take over the empire. They could do whatever they want to do. But guess what? He still makes music. So guess what? His acting may go down, but his music sales are going to go up because he still makes music.
Oh, for sure.
Music, and guess what? They may not necessarily take him off the show. They might suspend him for a little while. He's going to be back on that show, or he'll find another show. I believe there's plenty of shows out there, or he'll be in somebody's movie or something.
Yeah, it'll to a degree blow over. You know, I mean, you know, some people feel that because, you know, he wasted. Because, I mean, I did find something interesting. One of the hosts of the show said that, and I'm sorry, you know, there's certain things I remember or know because I really don't pay attention too much to the news. So, my apologies.
Yeah.
But, you know, they were very quick in finding out all this information in terms of, you know, Smollett and, you know, what he did and how he staged it. But how is it that it took like 3 years for that dude that shot that black kid, that cop that shot that black kid in Chicago? How did it take 3 years for them to find out all whatever information and for him to go to jail and still, you know, they're making sure he got a light sentence?
Right, exactly. And that's,
you know,
the thing. How did they find out if they get all, you know, got all that, you know, or didn't get information or never did? You got all, you know, you want to charge it. And I heard that the charge that they giving them was something like something that they made up.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, it's like a made up charge.
Of what? That they giving Smollett?
Yeah, it's a made up charge. I think it was, I can't remember. I know, because actually, reporting a crime, like a false reporting of a crime is a misdemeanor. So they put it as like a criminally misconduct, something like that. And it's like it's something that they actually made up just to say, okay, we're going to we're going to lock them up. Like, come on, you like get out of here. Yeah, I could have gave him a desk appearance ticket and kept moving.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, you know. The things that go on nowadays, especially since this new administration, like, people can say what they want to say about the last administration, especially, you know, the Negroes, how they can talk about how, oh, he didn't do nothing for us and this is this not. I hate when people say that because it's like, what did you do for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's my real question. Like, what did you do for yourself? Instead of looking for somebody else to do something for you, what did you do for yourself? Because you'll never hear the white folks sitting there, oh, well, this president never did anything for us. Because how many lies have he told, yet they still support him?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's why I'm like, yo, once again, we are our own worst enemy. The double standard will continue to exist because we're the ones that uphold, we help uphold the double standard. When it happens, we don't say nothing. We actually add fuel to the fire. And this is why things are always going to be the way they are. And things, in my opinion, are just not going to change. They're only going to get worse. Just like you said, when stuff gets reported, it's going to be like, ah, oh, whatever. They're not going to take black people seriously. Why? Because black people don't take
themselves. Absolutely. They already don't. They already don't take black people seriously.
Yeah. They don't.
They are seriously. Like, we already, being made a mockery of, and that's the problem. Like I said, we're being made a mockery of all the time. It's like we're always being made the butt of everybody's jokes. When this is a serious, you know, this is a serious issue. Like, you know, these issues are serious. Y'all took it so seriously, and Bill Cosby, and once again, you only going by hearsay about what these women said. But guess what? With R. Kelly, it's actual video of him doing something to someone, and it's like that's being made a joke out of. You made a joke
and
it's
going to continue to be made a joke. Now, okay, now that I'm kind of stable now. So he posted bail. Smollett posted bail. And he actually says that you know, he returned to the set of Empire. Now we don't know how, you know, long he's gonna, you know, be there or not. Maybe he's there, you know, to finish off the season, whatever. The standard third, because I remember with the situation happened with Kevin Spacey, they killed the show. They killed it immediately. Like, he was done.
What show was that?
It's the Netflix show. Oh my gosh, it was House of Cards.
Oh, okay.
House of Cards. They like kind of killed that immediately. But
okay,
my thing is, in this situation, I mean, it's serious, yeah, because he lied. You know, he made a false claim. But in the same token, I think the whole thing was blown way out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if anything, I would just laugh at him more than I would rather just see him in jail because it was stupid. It was dumb. He was trying to get attention, and it just wasn't the thing to do. But to sit there and, like, try to ruin him because of it? Nah. Because there's other people that haven't been ruined because of the things that they do. So, you know, I don't know why he should. Like I said, I don't watch the show, but I don't wish him no ill will. And to sit there and say that he made, but some people think, oh, well, he made the LGBT community and black people look bad. Really? Since when he represented a nation of Negroes? When did he represent a nation of gay men? When did he represent that? He was just doing him. And he was doing what he does. He was getting the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate when people try to say that somebody's ruined it for everybody else. Oh, he's making us look bad. Oh, this person is making us look bad. Really? So you ain't saying that R. Kelly been making black people so look bad for years with his tactics and what he's doing? You can't
right?
sit there and say that some of these little fake-ass rappers out here is making Negroes look bad with the stuff they're doing, but you want to jump on this dude. Once again, I'm not defending them, but no one has any rights to throw any stones. Because if you ain't going to throw stones at all the houses on the block, then don't just conveniently pick one.
Pick one house. Yep.
Yeah. If you're going to throw stones, throw stones at everybody.
Well, guess what? That's what black people do to each other. That's what we do to each other. Pick that one house. You know what? I'm gonna put I'm throwing all the rocks at this house, and I'm breaking every window in that every window. Easier. Like, it's like, it's just easier. It's just easier. Let's pick on him. Let's just pick on this one right here. Now, don't pick on nobody else. He's gonna pick on him. Because you know what? He looks easy. And I don't know. Well, you know, just like you said, like, you know, he's not the only one that has made black people look bad or has made anybody, you know, look bad. I don't know if it's because, you know.
I think he just made himself look bad. I think he just made himself look bad. Like I said, I don't know where it came from.
All right, but you're saying that, but then you have to look at the fact that it's, once again, it's just like the
LGBT community.
Okay. Once again, it's already a stigma with them. It's always something said about them. It's always, you know, everybody always has something to say. So now he goes and does that. So once again, the hate crime being reported, now it's going to be like, oh, did you do what he did? Oh, he should have been saved. You know, some of these, you know, detectives and stuff, they're smart asses a lot of times. And that's what they're going to end up trying to do. Oh, maybe he's one of those that should have been staged. Maybe that's not real. Maybe.
I don't know. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Yo, you going something. Like, what, I don't know. What, you on your cell phone?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm here, and I ain't moved either.
Whoever's listening, we didn't hear. I didn't hear you for a minute. You cut out. Cut out
I
for
did?
A half second. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, God.
You
like, I didn't move.
I didn't move. I'm sitting right here. And I'm talking, and then all of a sudden I'm like, what?
I'm just trying to make sure, you know, that's all. You just want to, you know, make sure you was okay. He was losing you for a minute.
You keep telling me I keep breaking up, and I'm just like, oh, man.
Yeah, you are. 30-54. Come on.
Ouch. I'm
hot
in pain. Road. I'm hurt.
Oh,
Big Red attacked me last night. Big Red beat me up last night.
Oh, that's why our phone messed up?
Yes.
And beat it with the phone.
Oh, yes.
You beat it with the phone?
I was cracking
hope
on her on Facebook. Oh, she liked that kinky stuff. Trust me. But,
Yo, he's stupid.
What's up, Rob Rock?
Hello, guys. I'm listening to you guys. Two things I want to bring out is maybe talk about this earlier, about this attack, about this Empire kid, because we've been talking about him on our show for at least a month now. I understand. It's one of those things. I understand why he did it to a certain degree, and I kind of respect it to a crazy part. But what pissed me off about this whole situation is, if you're going to do something stupid, do it right. Why are you going to hire two black men, Nigerians, to pull out a racist attack on another black guy, trying to get caught on camera, when my guy has at 2 o'clock in the morning? That scenario alone does not sound right.
Well, I mean, it may not sound right, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
No, stranger things have happened, but if I'm going to make a police report, number one, if you get attacked, you dial 911 once you get attacked. That's the first thing you do. But it's like, buddy, hey, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Nothing, just chilling, I'm drinking. What about you? I'm chilling too. Hey, you want to go beat up some black guy and put a nose on him and bleach him? Sure, why not? Let's go. It's Chicago. What's the
yeah, that's kind of
you get shot. You know, I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. And you go to an
area.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish, please.
No. You go to an area that's very dark. You have black men wearing a red hat at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm sorry. If you report an attack, there's certain ways you do things. Something like that, you don't do. And for the number one, and especially when he did not turn in his cell phone, that was my biggest clue. He knows something's wrong. Something's up. Either he knew the attackers or whatever. Because the police is asking for your records, and you told him that you was on the phone with your manager, you had to get proof that you're on the phone with your manager at 2 o'clock in the morning to get a Subway. Number one, Subway open at Chicago, 2 o'clock in the morning? Please, let's go up for that, okay?
So you know what? I got one for you, Hot Rod. I got one for you. So I don't know, you know, like I said, I don't watch the show, and I don't know how the ratings are. I don't know. Maybe this is something to help boost the ratings. Maybe this is something to get people talking, you know, igniting some type of, you know, oh, let me take another look at the show. Because, you know, apparently they haven't kicked them off the show. I mean, there's something to be said for that.
He's off the show. They're going to most likely kill him off, but he's off right now. But the pressure is on.
Yeah, but that means, but the rest of the season, you know, from whatever he's going to finish up, the ratings probably going to go through the roof.
Of course. If this was a publicity stunt, I would expect that. But do it right. Like Big Red said, you mentioned, even though you're not representing the black community, but in a way you still is, but once again, society talk. They talk nonsense. One black person doesn't represent everybody's action, but unfortunately it does sometimes. That's the way people look at it sometimes. And you can blame Trump for this one.
Yeah, because I don't even know why he tweeted. I don't even know why he tweeted something. Like, he's looking for any and everything to make sure he keeps his fan base fired up on certain mm-hmm. issues.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what was the purpose. Like, don't you have better things to do than tweeting about Jesse Smollett?
No, he ain't got nothing better to do. He don't have nothing better to do. That's the problem. He doesn't have anything to do because he's not a president. A president would have, just like you said, something better to do besides tweeting about some celebrity nonsense. I mean, celebrity stuff. That ain't got nothing to do with him.
What do you want Trump to do? Run the country? Come on, let's be real. You can't do that.
He doesn't know how to do that.
I thought that's what presidents supposedly do, but okay. That's what I thought. But I guess I'm wrong.
Name any politician from the top of your head right now that you can think of that tweets so much than Trump.
I don't know, because what? Tweeting didn't start. When did tweeting start? Around with Bush Jr.? Or what, Clinton?
At least. It's definitely over 15 years, Twitter.
Bush Jr. wasn't doing that. You know, Clinton wasn't doing
Obama.
That. Obama was, none of them were doing that. No.
All right.
They have better things to do. They have better things to do. But see, but like I said, once again,
I think some of those tweets are fake.
I think somebody's doing it for him, his people.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand what you mean. But I can see his mind thought doing it like, brother, type this up and, you know, make it look good, that type of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. You know, to make himself, you know, to keep himself, I guess, in the loop, keep everybody talking. You know, it would be good to, you know, because that you'd rather hear about Jesse Smollett than, you know, him and the whole Russian collusion type thing, which is not really even being talked about anymore, of course.
This is another distraction. This is another distraction to get our mind off of it. Because like I told Sean over there, why are we talking about this topic? Like you say, Brother B, it's not really a big thing. It's a stupid thing, but not the worst thing in the world. Why? But this story alone has racism, sexuality, money, power, Hollywood, all roll into one.
Yep.
You know, and that's, why the world's
talking
about
keeps people going. Yeah. You're absolutely right. That's what keeps everybody going, because it's something to gossip about. It's something to talk about. Like I said, that whole thing with that little Texas team, and like I said, this happened last March, and she's not getting charged. She, like I said, she basically did the same thing that he did. It said in the story, she cut her clothes, she cut herself. So she harmed herself to really make it seem like she was raped by three black men.
But the...
And
just
she's
like
not
said,
getting prison time at all.
Right, and just like you said, it happened last month. And now, like I said, think about it. This happened last month. So once it
last year.
So now,
this happened last year.
Yeah, now think about it. Now, why all of a sudden, since that happened with Jesse Smollett, now y'all want to bring, now it's like, okay, now let's bring this up now.
Okay,
you
understand like Brother B. Owen said, the problem with us overall, we pick and choose our own battles. Okay, this is not, who cares about this one? Let's do this one. It's the same type of story. It's still messed up, but why? And once again, the double standard, white privilege.
You know what? I can't, man. I can't with the, you know what I'm saying? You know what? There would be no such thing as white privilege if we didn't give in to it. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It would be like, to me, I really don't believe, I really don't believe in white privilege. I just think that their way of thinking is different. A lot of them, their way of thinking is different.
But did you notice that word? That word didn't come up until the Mike Brown situation. Michael Brown. That's when that's when you started hearing about that white privilege word. I never heard of that before.
But see, the whole thing is, it was more than white privilege. Is it that the cops, listen, the cops get away with shit all the time. I remember the story of Serpico about that cop who ratted out his precinct and they tried to kill him. And what happened? Okay, a couple of people went to jail, this, that, and the third, da-da-da-da. But for the most part of it, you know, some people still walked away. So it wasn't even about white. It was just the fact that it was just the badge. It was the privilege of the badge. It had nothing to do. It really had nothing to do with. I mean, okay, we're not going to sit there and say it didn't have anything to do with him being white, because white privates are part, but they don't prosecute cops, especially white ones, because they don't feel that they're supposed to be.
No,
and that's just that. We know
abuse of power. Abuse of power.
But they've been doing it for years. When they freed the slaves, they had the special patrols out there to go out there and hang them and shoot them and kill them and all this other stuff and round them up. Come on, man.
So
they've been doing it for years. It's the same practice.
For years.
It's the same practice. It ain't nothing different.
Okay. Here's a question for you two guys, since we have a few minutes left, with the so-called MAGA hats and everything. You consider the MAGA hats as a new white hood?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Because the whole thing is you're talking about making America great again. When was it great, and great for who? I remember I heard a comedian Paul Mooney.
Oh, I love that.
He said white people ain't been happy since slavery ended. He said now they don't even want you in the neighborhood. But before, you can live in the house, you can eat the leftover food and all this and that. When you was working for them, when you was a slave for them, now, now it's a totally different situation. They don't even want you around.
But I find that funny, though.
Let's start back up. Huh?
Yeah, but I find that funny how most, I don't like to use the word all, but in general, white people, you love the black penis, you love the black vagina, you love the black culture, you love the black food, the soul food, whatever, but you don't like black people.
No, of course not.
Explain that. Explain that to me.
Well, listen, I would never sit there and say all white people are racist, because it's not true.
No.
Not all white people, and not just other people in general. But to the ones that want to sit back and pretend like, you know, all is hunky-dory, like, the double standard once again. The owner of the Patriots, you're paying money and giving money to women organizations on trafficking and stuff like that, but then you're getting caught with prostitutes. Anyway.
Hold on. We don't know the whole story. He went to get a massage, and just happened to turn around, and he just got happy. That's all. That's all we know to the story. We don't know nothing. We don't know the exact story yet.
He just
looking
got
for a happy,
happy
ending. He just got happy, you know.
He just got happy.
Oh, okay. And who made sure that he had a happy ending?
It happens sometimes. But he's not going to jail. That's the crazy part.
Of course not.
He won't
walk
away
from the Super Bowl.
I seen him in the meme with R. Kelly.
Oh my God. Of course he ain't going to jail. Why would he go to jail? They just won the Super Bowl. He got a free pass. But it always happens that way. Like I said, there's always a slap on the wrist. All I can say is to the Negroes that are listening, if you want to be condescending, if you want to condemn, make sure you do it on both sides. Don't just condemn, you know what I'm saying, the ones that they make it seem like they're overwhelmingly guilty. Go to them suspect cats, too, the ones that don't look like us. Go there. I bet you they'll shut your ass up real quick because you can say whatever you want to say about Bill Cosby, but as soon as you talk about Harvey Weinstein, he'll probably be knocking on your door like, yo, watch your mouth, Negro. Stay in your place.
Oh, boy.
Watch your
Negro. Watch your mouth, Negro. Watch what you're saying.
Yeah, watch what you're saying, Negro. Yeah, Harvey's my man. Hot Rod, you doing a show tomorrow night? What's good? What's good?
Yeah, I'm doing a show tomorrow night, and there's too much to talk about. There's too many topics. The world gone mad. It's like
hell in the handbasket, brother. Hell in the handbasket.
It makes you pick your poison. I list the topics.
The world gone mad.
What you talk about.
Oh, Lord.
Well, on that note, Hot Rod, we catch you tomorrow night. Absolute Truth on Blog Talk Radio. Lady T, Hot Rod, Sean Black, and K-Dog, Blog Talk Radio, 10:30 p.m.
Hey.
And on that note, Big Red, Brother B,
yep.
We out. Till next
week.
We'll talk about something more meaningful, like Why do people buy dildos? I don't know. We'll talk about something else.
Hey, okay. Oh, that's how I went by the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, good night, man.
Yeah,
later.
I'll at y'all later.
Bye.